Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of the James Newton Podcast. I'm James, and I run prosody.co.uk, featuring all the best in intelligent gaming articles. This week's subject is a real cracker, and comes courtesy of top comic poster Hero. With the best 3D Sonic game since Sonic Adventure, and a sequel to the greatest game ever on the way, the question is this: are Sega's franchises onto a winner with the Wii? Although in my younger days I never thought I'd see Sega's best games on Nintendo machines, now the two companies are out of competition, I will happily accept that Nintendo make good consoles and Sega make great games. Sega's next generation efforts on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 have been fairly hit and miss so far. Sonic the Hedgehog is dire, Virtual Fighter 5 is absolutely incredible. In fact, I think their Wii output is very up and down as well. I completely in love with Sonic and the Secret Rings, but Super Mario Banana Blitz is my favourite. The main advantage, I think, from Sega's perspective, is that Nintendo's hardware lets them explore new ideas, which is what Sega do best. Yes, 360 and PS3 offer them greater graphical and processing power, but it's essentially just bigger muscle and the same skeleton. Wii's bones are all brand new, and I think that suits Sega. They're an innovative company. Even though the whole Sega Sammy thing means that perhaps they've lost their way a bit, we could well indicate the way forward for them. Sega's franchises have always been their strong points for me, and in recent years they've revisited some of their biggest and best. Outrun 2 is stunning, Battle of the Climax looks incredible, and the new Sega Rally Revo could potentially be the best yet. However, with such a big heritage behind them, there must be some difficulty deciding which titles to revisit and which to simply leave be. I could reel off a list as long as my arm of which games I'd love to see updated, and with Sega's strong support for Wii, here's my list of games that demand a sequel. Burning Rangers was Sonic Team's second swan song, and one of their best games in its own right. As part of a team of futuristic firefighters, you have to extinguish fires and rescue survivors from levels, including underwater theme parks and sentient space stations. Although it was quite short, there were some great features to keep coming back, including a huge number of characters to rescue, levels that changed every time you played, and emails of thanks from the survivors. A Wii update would be absolutely perfect. The aiming system really works itself out. New level designs could be downloaded from Wii Connect 24, and survivors could send messages and photos to your message board. As a gameplay idea, it has huge potential to the original Wii and starting to explore, and any next generation update would be welcome. I think with the Wii's communication features, it would be really delicious. Again, this is really reassuring for me. Not only is the controller a good thing, but it is perfectly with Nintendo's ethos of games and non-gamers. Everyone likes to take their own Christmas time to time, and with the cost potentially much lower than the £80 Dreamcast version, finding the right there are already videos online of Panzer Dragoon PC being played with the Wii remote, and they demonstrate the potential and the problems of an update to the Dragon Riding shoot-em-up series. I think it's perhaps not the straightforward leap that others might suggest. Though, having said that, there is actually a bit in Zelda Twilight Princess that looks and plays exactly like a Panzer Dragoon game might on the Wii, and the series certainly has a stunning pedigree. With the sensation of flight being a keen focus for Wii developers, including Sega, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see an update to this one, despite the relative sales failure of Xbox's Panzer Dragoon Auto, which I felt was probably the second best in the series. Back to the original question, I think a good number of Sega's franchises can and will find a natural home on the Wii, either in the form of updates and sequels or virtual console releases. I think the key thing that Sega needs to remember is that not all of them need or even deserve full-length sequels, but perhaps a collection of minigames in the style of Sega Superstars would work well. I can imagine Wii remotes being used to swing golden axes, zap Marolians, and even push a couple of giant eggs. So, what are your thoughts? Are Sega on to a winner with their Wii revivals, or are they treading a fruitless path leading to ruin? Pop over to prosody.co.uk and leave your thoughts in a comment. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week for another episode.